James Kamala Harris, wrestling superstar, dies at 70. By Joel B. Polak on August 9, 2020. James Kamala Harris, a legend of professional wrestling in the 1980s and 1990s, passed away Sunday at the age of 70 after long health struggles. In a statement on Sunday evening, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, acknowledged Harris's death and celebrated his career. WWE is saddened to learn that James Harris, known to WWE fans as Kamala, has passed away at age 70. Under the frightening face paint of Kamala, the 6'7", 380-pound Harris battled the greatest superstars in sports entertainment history, including Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker and Andre the Giant. He terrorized opponents and thrilled audiences in Mid-South World-Class Championship Wrestling, WCW and WWE until 2006. WWE extends its condolences to Harris family, friends and fans. ESPN provided further details. Harris most recently wrestled for the WWE in 2006, but over the course of his 30-plus year career, he spent time with other promotional giants, including WCW, World Class Championship Wrestling in Mid-South. He took center stage in the mid-1990s with Tennessee-based promotion ASWA, where Harris was a four-time world champion and engaged in a memorable rivalry with Jerry the King Lawler. Harris continued to wrestle for small regional promotions until 2010. Health issues, including diabetes, led to Harris having his left leg amputated below the knee in November 2011, and his right leg was amputated in April 2012. Twitter devoted a special news item to Kamala's passing, and fans and former colleagues remembered him on social media. There was also considerable confusion on social media, given the fact that Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, a leading contender to join former Vice President Jill Biden on the Democratic Party 2020 presidential ticket, has an uncannily similar name. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at Joel Polak. Photo credit, Scott Simpson, Creative Commons, cropped.